Now, with emphasis, unless I mention otherwise, how would you say we, an entirely male group, can do it later?
Nosotros podemos hacerlo más tarde. Nosotros podemos hacerlo más tarde.
How would you say we can eat it later?
Nosotros podemos comerlo más tarde. Nosotros podemos comerlo más tarde.
We want to eat it later.
Nosotros queremos comerlo más tarde. Nosotros queremos comerlo más tarde.
We want to see it later.
Nosotros queremos verlo más tarde. Nosotros queremos verlo más tarde.
We want to see it this evening.
Nosotros queremos verlo esta noche. Nosotros queremos verlo esta noche.
We want to see it this afternoon.
Nosotros queremos verlo esta tarde. Nosotros queremos verlo esta tarde.
We want to recommend it.
Nosotros queremos recomendarlo. Nosotros queremos recomendarlo.
We want to recommend it to you, to the informal you.
Nosotros queremos recomendártelo. Nosotros queremos recomendártelo.
So, again, what is it to you, the informal it to you?
Telo. Telo.
What about it to you, formal?
Selo. Selo.
We want to recommend it to you, formal.
Nosotros queremos recomendárselo. Nosotros queremos recomendárselo.
Let's have it an entirely female group is the we. So how would they say, we want to recommend it to him?
Nosotras queremos recomendárselo. Nosotras queremos recomendárselo.
So, it to the formal you, it to him, it to her, all the same in Spanish. What is we have to in Spanish?
Tenemos que. Tenemos que.
How would you say, an entirely female group again, we have to tell it to you, formal you?
Nosotras tenemos que decírselo. Nosotras tenemos que decírselo.
So again, what is I in Spanish?
Yo.
He.
Él.
She.
Ella.
You, formal.
Usted.
You, informal.
Tú.
You, more than one of you.
Ustedes.
They, an entirely male or mixed group.
Ellos.
They, an entirely female group.
Ellas.
We, a male group or mixed group.
Nosotros.
We, an entirely female group.
Nosotras.
Now again, although it's important to know these, they won't typically be included in sentences in Spanish, unless you need to clarify or add emphasis.